Hello everyone, and welcome to another episode of Everyday Black History. Now today on Everyday Black History, we're going to be highlighting a man by the name of Garrett Morgan. Now Garrett Morgan was an American inventor and a community leader. And we're going to do two episodes based off Garrett Morgan because we're just going to give a little overall history on him and his contribution to black history. But then on our next episode, we're going to do a highlight on his inventions because he invented things that really changed the way we live, you know, as Americans and even worldwide. So we're highlighting Garrett Morgan today. Now, Garrett Morgan was an inventor, as mentioned, and a community leader. And he was the subject of a newspaper feature in Cleveland, Ohio, for a heroic rescue in 1916 of workers that were trapped within a water intake tunnel and underneath Lake Erie. He performed his rescue using a hood fashioned to protect his eyes from smoke and featuring a series of air tubes that hung near the ground to draw clean air beneath the rising smoke. This enabled Garrett Morgan to lengthen his ability to endure the inhospitable conditions of a smoke-filled room. Now, some of his other inventions include the development of a chemical for hair straightening, as well as the traffic light. So, you know, we'll get into it. As I mentioned, we'll get into his inventions in another episode. But to give a little history on Garrett Morgan, he was born in Claysville, which was an African-American community outside of Paris, Kentucky. And he was the son of former slaves Sidney Morgan and Elizabeth Reed. And he had one brother who helped him in the 1960 Lake Erie tunnel rescue, which we just talked about. But now Garrett Morgan only possessed a sixth grade education. Like most people during that time, he had to leave school so that he can work full time to help support his family. But now, most of his teenage years were spent working as a handyman for a Cincinnati landowner. But Garrett Morgan was privileged enough to hire a tutor in which he was able to continue his studies while working in Cincinnati. In 1895, he moved to Cleveland, Ohio, where he began repairing sewing machines and for a clothing manufacturer. Now, the experience with repairing sewing machines was a thing that got his interest into how things work and how to repair things. His first invention, developed during this period, was a belt fastener for sewing machines. And throughout this period, before he got his first patent in 1912, he was slowly building a reputation in Cleveland, Ohio, for his ability to fix things. In 1907, Garrett Morgan, after nearly fixing sewing machines for a decade, opened up his own sewing machine and shoe repair shop. In 1908, the next year, he became more conscious of his heritage and helped found the Cleveland Association of Colored Men, which was a place that, you know, at the time in Cleveland that men of color can go to for mentors, for people like him. In 1909, him and his second wife, Marianne, expanded their business ventures by opening a shop called Morgan's Cut Rate Ladies Clothing Store. The shop had 32 employees and made coats, suits, dresses, and other clothing. Around 1910, he began to, you know, get bored with sewing machines or repairing other people's inventions, so he decided to start developing some of his own inventions. And as mentioned, one of his inventions was the smoke hood, which was used in that rescue. And it was completed in 1912, and he received a patent for it that same year. The successful invention of the smoke hood precipitated the launch of the National Safety Device Company in 1914. So he created something that was used as an inspiration for a safety organization. Now, we don't know if the smoke hood brought him any commercial success because there aren't any sales figures to back it up, but his use of guerrilla marketing, going to different venues and demonstrating his smoke hood by strapping it on and entering a smoke-filled teepee demonstrated his faith in his inventions. In 1913, he incorporated hair care products, as mentioned earlier, into his growing list of patents and launched the G.A. Morgan Hair Refining Company, which sold hair care products and including his patent for a hair straightening cream, a hair coloring, and a hair straightening comb that he invented. Later on in his life, he developed glaucoma and was blind by 1943, and he had poor health for the rest of his life, but he continued to work on his inventions. One of his last inventions was a self-extinguishing cigarette, which used a small plastic pellet filled with water placed just before the filter. So even in his old age, he was still inventing things that was way ahead of his time. He died on July 27, 1963 at age 86. So, Garrett Morgan, we thank you for your contribution in Black culture and in Black history, and we salute you. Now, as mentioned, we will be doing another episode on Garrett Morgan where we would just talk specifically about his inventions, because he invented hair care products, you know, the gas mask, the traffic light, as well as the self-extinguishing cigarette. So we're going to do another episode dedicated strictly to that. But we thank you for tuning in and stay tuned for the next episode.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.